Before we get to the substance, I have several announcements that the management has required me to make. The first is that those of you who have not registered, i.e. presumably not made your financial arrangements, should register immediately following this session. You should also be aware the next session will commence at 3:30, also in this room. And finally, you should be aware that those of you who wish to get materials, the materials should be packed up and gone by the end of the coffee break at 3:30. Those of you who are in the business of distributing materials must be aware that the materials must be packed up and gone by 3:30. Before I get into our speakers, I want to make a couple of remarks that I thought John O'Sullivan set the stage for us last night very well in discussing the concept of America as an idea as opposed to or as a people. I thought he correctly and very generously noted that a people does not necessarily mean any given type of people by race or by origin. Even on John's view, if you have the proper common culture, as in his example of the GIs who quizzed the German infiltrators on the baseball statistics, it didn't matter what kind of person you were. If your name was Goldberg or Kelly or Corleone or Gonzalez, to paraphrase Pat Buchanan, you were part of that common culture. What has happened, in my view, is that the process, the question of Americanization, is meeting new challenges, and whether the American tradition of immigration, which has faced and defeated challenges of famine and depression, of difficult ocean voyages and language, whether it can overcome the challenges posed to it by liberalism. Because, of course, it was Vice President Gore, who has not been an immigrant within the last five or six generations, to my knowledge, who transformed the American motto, A Pluribus Unum, saying that it meant out of one many, in the modern theology, rather than its original meaning of out of many, one. Now, I would have to disagree with John a bit when he puts so much emphasis on common songs, common tales. Certainly for me, if immigrants wish to retain Beethoven or Shostakovich, Ravi Shankar or the Zarzuela, rather than joining in knowledge of Guns N' Roses, Ice-T, or Kurt Cobain, I would have to say that I could not find it in my heart to disagree with them. And in the same way, if, as so many of us in politics or formerly in politics, if you have gone to Greek weddings or Irish wakes, to Jewish bar mitzvahs, or Hispanic quince coming-of-age parties, you know that participation in and accessibility of the common culture does not preclude and is not contrary to maintaining a rich and diverse private culture. The question is the by which any person can become a part of the American people and of the American idea. Our speakers today will discuss what some very acute observers saw in the essence of America, what they saw as the desirable or worthy essence to be preserved and advanced in America. In an interesting mix, we will hear discussions on three foreigners, non-Americans, Tocqueville, Bryce, and Chesterton, as foreigners who, while well-disposed toward America, certainly had a keen eye for our essence, both for good and bad, and a discussion of perhaps the quintessential American of our generation, Ronald Reagan. In order, I would first introduce Professor Christopher Wolfe, who will speak on Tocqueville. He is a professor of political science at Marquette University. His degrees are from Notre Dame and a PhD from Boston College. He, too, has migrated from political philosophy to political thought to constitutional law. He has written on judicial review, judicial activism, and essays on faith and liberal democracy. His bio also notes admiringly that he is married and has been blessed with 10 children. Professor Wolfe.